Welcome to the With Flow podcast, a weekly show for purpose-driven women who are ready to embrace a feminine approach to business. We'll be chatting all things cycle awareness and using your intuitive superpowers, combined with the more practical aspects of business, like systems and planning. I'm your host, Laura, from Business with Flow, cyclical business mentor and systems queen. My mission is to show you that business can be fun and easy, that you can do it in a way that is right for you and feel inspired, organized, calm, and in control. So let's jump into this week's episode. Hello, and welcome back to the With Flow podcast. In last week's episode, we talked about planning in flow and using the cyclical nature that we have as women to our advantage and how we plan and then implement those plans in our business. Now, in today's episode, I want to keep exploring that a little bit further, but more specifically in the context of launching and the three phases that you go through, or more importantly, should be going through when you are planning and implementing your launch. So when most people think about a launch, they think about that main promotional period of your launch. When you're out there, you're selling, you're bringing people in, making lots of money. But actually, there are three key phases of your launch. And when you can use those other two phases to your advantage, it's going to make that promotional period of your launch so much easier, simpler, less overwhelming, less stressful, more fun and exciting. So what are the three phases of a launch? Well, first of all, there is your pre-launch. Now, the pre-launch, as far as I'm concerned, is the most important part of your launch. The pre-launch is the phase of your launch where you want to get organized, aligned with your goals, have everything ready to go, so that when you open your cart or open the invitational period, you feel excited, you feel ready, your audience is ready. Now, the pre-launch effectively starts about 2 to 3 months prior to you opening your cart. Now, don't freak out if you hear that and think, oh my God, 2 to 3 months, that's ridiculous. That doesn't mean that you're actively in launch mode for 2 to 3 months. It means that you are behind the scenes getting everything ready for your launch so that when you do open the doors, everything is there, everything is ready, and you're good to go. So what are you doing in the pre-launch? Well, the first thing you want to do is be clear about exactly what it is you're launching, what the deliverables and the outcomes are, who that product or service is for. Then you want to set your goals and your intentions for this launch and make sure that you're aligned with them. And if we circle back to last week's episode, you know that your menstrual phase is a really good time to tune in to that big picture where you want to go and make sure that you're aligning yourself with those goals. Then you want to create your launch plan. And of course, we know your follicular phase is the best time to start doing this because your brain is wired for that more how-to, practical, logical thinking. So you create your launch plan. Then when you have a clear idea of what it is you're launching and how you're going to launch it, you can then start to pre-write, pre-schedule, pre-create, pre-record, whatever it is, all of the different types of content and launch collateral. Now, I'm not saying that this has to be the final draft and everything has to be ready to go, but when you have things like social media posts, post-webinar emails, launch email sequences, all of that good stuff ready to go, it means that you don't have to worry about that when you're promoting your offer. And you can get out there and you can connect and you can engage with your audience and you can focus on making sales rather than this behind the scenes type of activity. So as much of that pre-creation that you can do in the pre-launch phase, the easier your launch is going to be. The other thing you want to focus in this pre-launch phase is preparing your course or your program content and materials. Now, even if you're delivering the program live, you're going to want to be clear on exactly what it is that you are going to create or going to deliver so that you can make sure that your marketing and how you're talking about your product and service is in integrity and in alignment with what you're actually going to deliver. So you want to make sure that those two line up because there's nothing worse than selling something, people getting in the doors and realizing that what you're delivering and what you are selling are two completely different things. Now, of course, if you are going to be pre-recording the content so that the course content is there ready to go once people purchase, you need to factor that into your pre-launch phase so that you can have that all ready to go. If you're recording videos and things, you want to make sure that you're doing that in your follicular and ovulation phases. That's when your verbal skills are at their best, you're feeling the most confident, the most energetic, the most extroverted. So it's a great time for anything that requires videos, podcasts, going live, all of that good stuff. The other thing you want to think about in your pre-launch phase is making sure that you yourself are prepared physically, mentally, energetically, so that when you open the doors and you begin promoting, you feel good, you feel excited, you feel energized, because we know that that vibration and that energy is going to attract people and bring them in. So rather than going into your launch feeling stressed and overwhelmed and not sure about things, you want to go in feeling really clear, really in love with what it is that you have to offer and knowing exactly who it's for, and just focus on using your energy and your content to bring those people in. Now, content, of course, is another key thing. You do not want to be that person who is dead silent on social media and emailing your list, and then all of a sudden when you've got something that you want to sell, you are in people's faces. No one likes that. No one is attracted to that kind of person. So please don't be that person. You want to make sure in your pre-launch phase, if you haven't been particularly consistent, that you are showing up on social media. You are emailing your list regularly. That people are seeing you and you're there and you're visible and you're delivering value. Now, the pre-launch phase is also a really good time to use content to move your audience through the stages of awareness so that if this program is a right fit for them, they are really clear that by the time you are ready to open the doors and allow people to start buying and coming in, they know already, they've qualified themselves through your content that this is what they need, that you have the solution to their specific problem. So your pre-launch phase should really be focusing on creating content that brings people in and helps them understand what the problem is and what you have to offer and how that will solve their problem. And lastly, in the pre-launch phase, if you are going to be engaging people on your team to come in and help you with your launch, maybe that's a VA to help you with your social media scheduling, an ads specialist, someone who's helping you with the tech, make sure that you engage them early. I say this as someone who works as a service provider and supports a lot of my clients through launching with the back end of their Kartra as well as their planning and organization. The absolute worst thing you can do is email someone a week before you're going to start your promotional period of your launch and ask for help. Most people will have their calendars booked up. And I hate it when I have to turn around and say to someone, I don't have capacity to help you this week. It's going to have to wait till next week or the week after. It breaks my heart. But at the same time, I know that I have to honor myself and my boundaries and also the clients that I've already made commitments to in that week. So make sure that you engage with those people early. Make sure that they can plan ahead so that they've got time and capacity to support you in whatever way it is that they help you with your launches. So if we circle back then, after thinking about all of that good stuff, you can understand why you really want to start thinking about your launch and getting everything ready a good 2 to 3 months in advance. Now, if you have launched this program or the service offering in the past and you're relaunching it, obviously the second, third, fourth time round, it's going to be a lot easier because you'll have a lot of that collateral there ready to go. It's just about refining, updating, tweaking, and tidying things up. But you're still going to need time to get all of that in order and make sure that it's ready to go. If this is the first time you're launching something, you're definitely going to want to make sure that you've got the time and the space and the energy to create and get organized. So that's the pre-launch phase. Then we move into the launch phase. So this is the phase that we all know. That's when you're out there, you're promoting, maybe you're running a webinar or an experience or a challenge. You're showing up on social media, you're going live, you're emailing your list, you're making sales. The more that you've got ready to go in the pre-launch phase, the more that you can show up in this phase and focus on relationships and engagement and reaching out to people on social media and having conversations with people and doing the things that you need to do to make sales. rather than focusing on things behind the scenes, tweaking your sales page, writing emails at the last minute. I have lost count of the number of times I have spoken to people who deliver a webinar and then haven't pre-written the email sequence that goes out after the webinar with the link to the recording. And so they delay sending it and think, I'll do it tomorrow. I'll do it tomorrow. I'll do it tomorrow. All of a sudden, it's been 4 or 5 days since they ran the webinar. They still haven't sent the link to the recording. And then by this time, they decide it's not worth it. So the more that you can have that stuff ready to go, if you need to make any last minute tweaks before you hit send, you can. But your focus in your launch phase should be getting out there, interacting, engaging, and building those relationships. Now, of course, when it comes to this high energy part of your launch, you want to be aiming to deliver this in your follicular and ovulation phases. This is when you have the most energy, the most motivation, you're confident, you're extroverted. So it's a good time to be out there, out in the world, engaging with people. The worst phase that you could possibly do this in would be your deep luteal and heading into your menstrual phase. That is the time of your cycle when you are slowing down, where you tend to want to withdraw from the outside world and go inwards. So plan to do this promotional period of your launch in follicular or ovulation. If you don't have a cycle, that would be the waxing moon and around the full moon phase. And probably one of the most important things that you want to make sure that you have dialed in this promotional period of your launch is making sure that you have practices to keep your energy and your mindset on point. We all know that mindset is one of the things that will trip us up. So the more that you can have in place to support your mindset, to support your energetic body, to make sure that you are feeling good, the easier that this promotional period of your launch is going to be. So you've launched, you've made a lot of sales, hopefully, and then the launch period has closed. The post-launch is also another key phase of your launch. It doesn't matter how well your launch went, or maybe didn't, there is always things that you can learn that you can then take into the next launch so that it's easier, it's better, it's more effective, you've got things dialed in. So in your post-launch, you want to do a launch review. Look at what worked and what didn't. Look at what felt good and easy and fun. And conversely, the things that felt hard. Think about what you would do differently next time if you could. And maybe consider what help you could get behind the scenes of your launch, especially if you've done one or two launches and you're doing it by yourself. Could you get someone in to help you with some of those things that did feel hard? Facebook ads is a prime example. Unless you're an ad specialist, ads can be a little tricky. So those are one of the things I do recommend to my clients, that they get help with their Facebook ads. The post-launch phase is also a really good time to make note of, and if you have the time and space, make updates and changes to things like your sales page, your emails, all of those kind of things, because it's still fresh in your mind. If you left this till the pre-launch phase next time you were going to launch this program or service, it's not going to be as obvious to you as it was. It's not going to be as easy to recall exactly why it is that you wanted to make those tweaks and make those updates. So if you have the capacity, do it then and there while it's still fresh in your mind. Now, a really great time to finish off your launch and do this launch review is your luteal phase. Luteal phase is a phase of completion, of tidying up loose ends. It is a time to look back and to review. So if you can, close out your launch just after the end of your ovulation phase and use that luteal phase to review what worked and what didn't, what you're going to do different next time. Allow yourself the space and the energy to slow down, relax, and restore after that high energy of that promotional phase of your launch, and then get stuck in to delivering for the people that have purchased your course or your program. So those are the three key phases of the launch: pre-launch, launch, and then the post-launch. And as I said at the beginning, if you can focus on the pre-launch and the post-launch activities, next time you come back and launch the same program or service, it's going to make that promotional period even easier because you know what worked, you know what didn't, you know what you need to get organized, so you can show up and you can focus on making sales. So I would love to know, please send me a DM on Instagram, reach out and let me know, have you been neglecting the pre-launch and the post-launch phases of your launches? And what are you going to do differently the next time that you launch? I would love to hear your feedback. You can find me on Instagram at businesswithflow. Until next week, I'll see you then. Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the With Flow podcast. I am thrilled to announce that my program, Launch with Flow, is coming soon. If you're ready for a different approach to launching, one that embraces your strengths and aligns with your cycle, then get on the waitlist now. You'll be the first to know when it launches and secure a juicy launch discount just for being on the waitlist. Go to launchwithflow.com to get on the waitlist now.